各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好！谨代表华能国际电力股份有限公司，欢迎各位出席公司2022年第一季度业绩发布电话会。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Huaneng Power International Incorporated, I would like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first quarterly results announcement of 2022. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management of the company today? 公司董事总经理赵平先生。The Director of the Board and the President of the Company, Mr. 赵平，赵总您好。
主持人好，大家好。
公司总会计师黄立新先生，The Chief Accountant of the Company, Mr. 黄立新，黄总您好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理、董事会秘书黄朝全先生，The Vice President and Board Secretary to the Company。Mr. 黄超全，黄总您好。
主持人好，大家好。
公司总经济师傅启阳先生，The Chief Economist of the Company。Mr. 傅启阳，傅总您好。
你好，大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司相关业务部室的负责人。People in charge of the related departments are also joining us in this meeting. 公司董事总经理赵平先生会先为我们回顾2022年第一季度业绩表现，接下来是问答时间。现在有请赵总介绍公司业绩表现，由公司刘天宇女士做英文交替传译。First of all, the Director of the Board and the President of the Company, Mr. Zhao Ping, will review the business performance for the first quarterly results of 2022, followed by Q&A section. Now, may we have the honor to invite Mr. Zhao to review the business performance, and Ms. Liu Tianyu will conduct the English interpretation.
女士们、先生们，大家好，欢迎各位参加一季度业绩推介电话会议。下面呢，我先简要介绍一下一季度公司经营基本情况，然后我和我的同事与大家进行交流。
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the first quarter results conference call of Huaneng Power International. Please let me briefly introduce the operating results of the first quarter, and my colleague and I would like to answer your questions.
昨天公司公布了第一季度的经营业绩，一季度公司安全生产保持平稳，发电量价环比提升，单位燃料成本环比下降，煤电板块环比大幅减亏，境外项目效益增长，为统筹推进全年经营发展各项任务打下良好基础。按照中国会计准则计算，2022年一季度公司实现合并营业收入652.5亿元人民币，同比上升30.54%。归属本公司股东的净利润是负的9.56亿元人民币，每股收益为负的0.09元。
The company has just released the first quarter results. In the first quarter, the company maintained safe operations. The power generation and tariff increased, and the unit fuel cost decreased comparing to the last quarter. The coal power sector has significantly reduced losses, and the profit of overseas projects increased, which laid a solid foundation to complete various tasks of operation and development in 2022. Under the Chinese accounting standards, the company achieved a consolidated operating revenue of 65.25 billion yuan, increasing by 30.45% year-on-year. The net profit attributable to the company's shareholders was negative 956 million yuan. The earnings per share was negative 0.09 yuan.
发电方面，公司境内电厂合计完成上网电量1071.17亿千瓦时，同比增长42.42%。发电设备平均利用小时971小时，同比减少32小时。 供热量同比增长 8.22%， 公司电量上升的主要原因是一季度全国用电需求保持增长，拉动发电侧电量同比上升。公司新能源投产并网容量同比增加，新能源发电量同比快速增长。另外，公司境内电厂落实有关电价支持政策，公司平均结算电价同比环比均实现增长。
In terms of power generation, the company's domestic on-grid electricity was 107.7 billion kilowatt hour, increasing by 2.42%. The average and utilization hour were 971 hours, decreasing by 32 hours. Heat supply increased by 8.22% year-on-year. The increase in company's electricity was mainly attributable to the steady growth of national power consumption, driving the power generation to increase year-on-year. Renewable energy installed capacity has increased, and the power generation had a higher growth rate comparing to the same period last year. Furthermore, the company's domestic power plants have implemented supporting policies about the tariff. The average tariff increased year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter.
燃料方面，公司积极落实国家出台的相关政策，积极与上游供应商进行沟通，继续推进落实长协资源，努力提升长协合同的覆盖率，同时加强燃料采购成本管控，优化燃料库存管理。公司境内电厂一季度单位燃料成本为361.01元每千千瓦时，同比上升52.8%，环比下降17.8%。
In terms of the coal, the company is implementing the government policies and actively negotiating with upstream suppliers, locking contracted coal resources and moving forward the full coverage of long-term contract.At the same time, strictly control procurement costs and optimize inventory management. The unit fuel cost of the first quarter was 361.01 yuan per megawatt hour, a year-on-year increase of 52.8% and a quarter-on-quarter decrease of 70.8%.
发展方面，公司持续推进清洁能源项目的开发建设。一季度，公司投产和并网发电装机容量242万千瓦，其中风电149万千瓦，光伏89万千瓦，生物质4万千瓦。公司可控发电装机含季度末的并网容量是达到了1.21亿千瓦，风电、光伏发电装机容量达到1500万千瓦。
In terms of the development, the company is pushing forward clean energy development. In the first quarter, the company added 2.42 gigawatts of units, including 1.49 gigawatts of wind power, 890 megawatts of solar power, and 40 megawatts of biomass power. The company's installed capacity reached 121 gigawatts, wind and solar capacity reached 15 gigawatts.
二季度及下半年，公司将坚持稳字当头、稳中求进，统筹安全生产、电力供应、建设发展与疫情防控，推进落实安全排查整治，提升发电设备的安全可靠性，坚持效益为先、量价统筹、蒸发效益电，加强电力营销管理，推动落实交易电价上浮。着力推进煤炭中长期合同的签约兑现工作，优化供应结构，多措并举控制燃料成本，坚持绿色发展，加大清洁能源建设开发力度，积极创新融资手段，拓宽融资渠道，降低融资成本。公司将聚焦效益和质量，推动经营发展和各项工作。
In the second quarter and the last half of the year, the company will maintain stable operation and insist on making steady progress. The company will coordinate safe production, power supply, construction development, and COVID control, improve the facility reliability by safety inspection, insist on profitability, coordinating volume and price, and strive for the profitable power generation. Strengthen the marketing management to implement the market-based tariff hike. Promote the signing and fulfillment of medium to long-term co-contracts. Optimize the supply structure and take multiple measures to control fuel costs. Continue the green development and move forward the clean energy construction. Explore innovative financing and expand financing channels to reduce costs. The company will focus on quality and profitability, striving to complete the annual tasks of operation and development.
好，下面的时间呢，我和我同事愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Now, my colleague and I would like to answer your questions. Thank you.
感谢赵总的介绍，接下来是问答时间。Thank you, Mr. Zhao. Here we come to the Q&A session.如期提问，请在话机上按先一键等候，先按星号键，再按一键。To register your questions, please press the followed by one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 第一位有请来自花旗银行的刘显达提问。The first question comes from 刘显达 of 花旗银行。
郭先生，你们好，哎，我是刘显达，花旗银行的，哎，我有三个问题，第一个问题想请教一下咱们一季度那个利润分板块的情况，比如说火电啊、燃气啊、风电、光伏等等，每一个板块大概这个利润块亏损是多少？第二个问题是想理解，就是在我们这个月就有一些疫情啊，那讲的话，很多地方可能那些运输包括其他方面就是对咱们那个二季度的影响大概是有什么样的影响。第三个问题是今年新项那些风电光伏需要配那个储能的情况，那想理解对于咱们那个风电光伏新项的项目那个成本或是回报率的影响大概怎么样，谢谢。
I have three questions. First,Could you please provide the profit breakdown to different energy sources in the first quarter? Second, what is the impact of the company under the current COVID control measures? Third, as some provincial government has released documents to require the energy storage for certain solar and wind power, so could you please tell us what will this measure increase the company's project cost?
首先我来回答您第一个利润板块的拆分情况。以下是一个根据各个电厂进行的一个适宜性的拆分吧。从税前利润来看，一季度煤机亏损是32.7亿元左右，燃气电厂大约盈利2.2亿左右，风电是盈利超过15亿，光伏呢税前是大约1.6亿左右，水电和生物质基本是盈亏平衡。
First, please let me give you the profit breakdown to different energy sources. In the first quarter, the profit before tax for our coal sector, it was negative 3.27 billion yuan. For our gas sector, it was 222 million yuan a profit. For our wind sector, it was positive 150 million yuan. For solar sector, it wasPositive 160 million yuan, and for our hydro sector and biomass sector, it is break even.
我来回答一下疫情对发展的影响这个从年初以来国内28个省市。都同时发生了这个疫情的这个变异株的这个影响。作为发展来讲，我们不管是火电还有新能源的项目的推进，资源上面、资源供应上面、设备供应上面，和 技术人员进场啊服务方面都受到了相关的影响，对整个的这个我们的发展啊，这个开工和投产，都有不同程度的受到干扰啊。我们现在呢还在努力的推进，克服现在困难，努力呢达到年初的计划水平啊。疫情的影响，回答这。
Please let me answer the questions about COVID impact to our development plan. So from the beginning of this year, we can see about 28 provinces have some COVID control measures that have deeply impacted our development plan. Whether it's our thermal power projects or our renewable projects, as from the resources obtainers, our technician, supply structures is all negatively impacted by the COVID control measures. For now, the company is actively moving forward the construction of certain projects and strive for complete the whole year plan of development.
好，下面由我来回答关于今年新开工风电储能配置对我们这个收益率的这个影响。那么配套储能已基本成为新能源项目开发的标配。那么2021年以来，全国有20多个省份呢，都已经明确了新能源配套储能的政策要求。那么普遍配置在10%到20%，也就是2个小时这么一个范围。那么近期储能的价格也有一些波动。根据测算，按照10%2个小时来配套储能设施，将对风电增加成本在7%左右。那么2022年3月，国家发改委、新能源国家能源局都已经印发了“14五”新能源储能的发展方案，那么明确在发展电源侧储能的同时，要加快合理的成本疏导机制。那么我们测算了，那么配套的风电7%的这个成本影响，将影响全投资收益率大概在1%到1.3%。那么预计随着国家政策的引导，那么随着储能技术的进一步成熟，成本呢也将逐渐下降。那么配套储能以及相关的一些政策对经济性的影响也将有所缓解。谢谢。
Please let me answer your questions about the energy storage facility with the renewable energy development. So, this year, more than 20 provinces has clarified its policy about energy storage alongside with the renewable energy development. Most of the policy is between 10% to 20% of the total capacity of our renewable installed, and that is to say about 2 hours of energy storage. And from the current policies, we can estimate that if we add 10% of energy storage to our total capacity, about 2 hours, that will increase 7% for the construction cost for a single solar power projects. And by March 2022, the NDRC and NEA has released the working plan for the energy storage development. It has clarified that with the development of energy storage, we also need to make sure the cost relief to the buyer side. So as we estimate that 7% cost increase for our wind project, that implies 1% to 1.3% IRR increase when deciding our investment. So after the policy's guidance and the technician update, we think our cost will be lower in the future. That's all. Thank you.
好，谢谢管理层。
下一位有请来自中银国际 费云清提问。The next question comes from 费云清 of BOC International.
哎，各位领导好。我这边有三个问题，两个是关于煤价的，一个是关于新能源的。第一个是大家都非常关心的发改委的303号文，应该是马上就要5月1号就要生效了。那想请问一下，公司目前跟煤炭企业的长期谈判的情况怎么样？我们应该去预期5月1号之后，我们大概有多少的长期采购能够落在这个570到770这个范围内？虽然发改委的要求是100%，那么从现实的运力情况去考虑，是不是预期年度长期这一部分落在这个范围内的概率会更大？这是第一个问题。那第二个是关于进口煤的，因为现在进口煤的价格跟国内的下水煤的价格有一个倒挂，然后人民币最近的贬值也是比较快，那么以后要保证我们今年年初预计的这些进口煤的量能够买进来，应该是困难比较大的。那我们了解上周应该发改委也是组织了电力企业跟煤炭企业补签了一部分的长协，应该有1.8亿吨左右，想问一下公司这方面的补签的采购量有多少，然后这个定价机制是怎么样的。那第三个问题是关于新能源，因为我们也看到发改委之前能源局出了一个文，就是今年新核准的风电和光伏项目继续按平价去走啊，不用竞价了。那么公司有没有测算这块能够释放大概多少的新增的核准的项目？那么这个讲对今年的我们的新增装机或者说新开工的这些风光项目有没有一个增量的一个影响？谢谢。
I have three questions. First question is about the coal price. So as the NDRC's release document number 303, the new pricing mechanism will come into effect in May the 1st. And could you please provide us some information about company's current negotiation status with our upstream suppliers? By how much of our coal purchased can be arranged in the 570 to 7070 price range, and as the government has asked 100% full coverage of long-term contracts, by how much does the company estimate can be fully implemented? And my second question is about imported coal. So as we all know, the imported coal price is now higher than the domestic coal, and with the RMB depreciating, is there any difficulty in implement all the all the quantity planned by the beginning of the year? And last week, the NDRC has arranged about 180 million tons of long-term contracts re-signed. By how much percentage is the company's contracts re-signed in this process? And my third question is about renewable energy. So as new policies released by the government about the new energies that renewable energy new capacity will be on-grid without the feed-in tariff, could you please give us an estimation by how much more projects can be added to the resources, and how much, what is the company's renewable energy reserves by this point? Thank you.
投资者您好，我来回答一下您的第一个问题。截至到这个今年的3月31号。公司已经和这个上游供应商对接了这个年度长协合同量达到15392万吨，同比是增加了6.9%，覆盖需求的比例达到了75.1%。在剔除进口煤的这个量以后呢，这个长协合同的覆盖率达到了96.3%。
Please let me answer your questions about the coal contract. So in the first quarter, by the end of March 31st, the company has already negotiated the total quantity of 1.53 billion tons of coal. It increased by 6.9% comparing to last year, and it can cover our coal demand about 75.1%. If we excluded the imported coal, it can cover our 96.3% of our total coal demand.
截止到目前呢，这个在这个15392万吨的长协合同量里面，完全符合国家这个长协定价机制的这个比例大概在40%左右。剩余的量呢，我们现在因为还没有到5月1号嘛，公司还在积极的和这个上游对接，按照国家的这个相关文件要求进行换改签工作。
Currently, there's about 1.53 billion tons of our contracted coal, the long-term contract coal that can arrange in the government guidance, 570 to 770 yuan price range, about 40%. And other quantities, we are now negotiating with our upstream suppliers to resign those contracts and strive for the new pricing mechanism.
在303号文件里面呢，也明确了这个长协的价格570到770块钱是针对北方港下水煤5500大卡含税的这么一个价格，然后这个各个产地的价格呢，他们有各自的这个价格的国家给设定的合理区间。
According to the government 303 document, the 570 to 770 price range is for the 5500 kcal Northport coal, and for the coals in the pit head, it has their they have their own price range set by the government.
目前呢，我们认为这个下水煤的这个长协价格回归完全的回归到这个合理区间的可能性还是比较大的。一方面呢，我们也可以看到最近这个基本面的供需矛盾呢有了明显的缓和。另一方面呢，我们也可以看到国家对于这个煤炭价格监管的决心很大。近期国常会也是特别提出将要运用市场化、法治化的手段，确保这个煤炭价格在303号文提出的这个合理价格区间内运行。
Currently, we estimate that there's great possibility that the seaborne coal will be run between the reasonable range of coal price. First, it is because we can see the demand and supply fundamentals is eased of recent days. And second, the government have great resolution in inspecting the coal supplies and using the market ties and as well as legal methods to ensure the supply and control the price. So we can see there are great possibility that the price will drop to the reasonable range.
而且您也可以注意到最近的这个北方港下水煤价回落的速度呢是非常明显的。截至到4月25号，北方港口5500大卡这个市场煤的平仓价格是1150元每吨，比这个3月10号，也就是今年一季度的最高点1720元每吨下降了33%。
And recently we can see from the market spot price, the coal price has been drop dramatically. So the 5500 kcal coal in Northport in April 25th, the price was 1,150 yuan per ton. It has a 33% decrease comparing to the price in March 10th, which is 1720 yuan per ton.
进入五月以后呢，也是这个全年的一个煤炭这个价格的一个淡季，而且加上现在疫情对于用电需求有所扰动，我们认为呢市场煤价还有进一步回落的空间。市场与长协这个价差大幅收窄，也更加有利于303号文这个政策全面落地。
Entering May, we can see it's the off-peak season for the coal market, and with the COVID control measures, it also has a negative effect to the market demand. And recently, we can see there's still room for the further decrease of the coal price with the narrowing down of the market price to the contract price. We are quite confident about the price drop to the reasonable zone.
关于您说的这个运力问题呢，确实是存在一定的这个制约的情况，但是国家呢给我们这个发电用热这个企业的这个运力呢给予了很大的政策倾斜，然后给我们的这个长协合同呢都配置了基本的运力。
About the transportation problems, we have see some transportation difficulties, but the government has said the transportation is exclusive for the power generation and heat supply power plants.
同时呢，公司也会和集团呢进行一个运力的这个优化和配置，然后来解决这个运力制约还有运力瓶颈方面的问题。我们认为后期呢会这个运力呢会逐渐的缓解这个矛盾。
At the same time, the company and our group company have optimized our transportation management. We believe in the future, the transportation problem will be eased off.
您的第一个问题我就回答到这里，然后回答一下您的关于这个进口煤的这个问题。最近呢，你也注意到这个国家主管部门牵头，然后给这个就是这个进口煤依存度比较高的这些电力集团配置了1.8亿吨的这个进口煤应急保障合同。
About the second question about imported coal, we can see that the government have set 180 million tons of long-term contracts for those power plants that relies on the imported coal.
公司得到的这个资源呢，大概占我们全年进口煤总需求的73%，这个是国家部委已经给我们配置好的资源。
The company has obtained resources, amounted to 73% of our total demand that has already settled by the government.
此外呢，公司还有1000到2000万吨的进口长协，这个是在去年底和外矿签订的这个长协合同。
Furthermore, the company have about 10 to 20 billion tons of long-term imported coal contract with overseas companies.
加起来以后呢，我们的这个进口煤的需求呢是能够被满足的。
Combine all the above factors, our demand can be met by our supply.
第二个问题我就回答到这里，谢谢。
你好，我来回答您第三个问题啊，就是公司呢近些年也在不断的加大这个新能源项目的开发的力度，通过多种渠道去获取新能源的项目资源。2022年的一季度呢，公司已经新获取到了新风电和光伏项目的核准备案规模超过了600万千瓦。那么后续呢，对于已经取得核准备案的项目呢，我们将按照各个地区的要求，加快落实建设的指标，落实土地接入以及环评等各边界条件，在确保项目收益的前提下，加快推进有相关项目的建设。谢谢。
Recently, company has focused on the green energy development and actively obtained new energy resources. And in the first quarter, the company has obtained 6 gigawatts of renewable energy that's already been approved by the provincial government. And furthermore, the company will follow the provincial government's policies and rules and obtain the approval in the land and in the environmental inspection and in the premises of a certain profitability, push forward the construction of those projects. Thank you.
下一位有请国信证券黄秀杰提问。The next question comes from 黄秀杰 of Goldman Securities.
哎，公司领导你好。其实我主要关心的问题啊，前面也有投资者提问到啊。补充一个，就是我们确实关注到一季度我们新能源的这个我们整个资本性支出啊，比去年还要低一些啊，但低的也不多，就是89亿，去年是92亿啊。就是我们今年如果要完成这个8G瓦的新能源投产的话，去年因为我们只投产了3.2G瓦嘛，就是如何去安排这个资本性支出，包括我们的这个投产计划在季度之间是大约怎么分配的啊，这是一个。然后当然第二个就是我们也看到啊，就一季度然后那个整个新能源的盈利还是这个比较符合预期，或者说甚至是好于预期的。就我们现在因为投产的1.5G瓦的风电里面，可能有一部分是这个去年遗留下来的一些海风项目，就是我们这个海风项目是不是因为已经全部投产了啊，这是第二个问题。第三个呢，就是我们这个煤价情况。煤价的话，其实刚才也有投资者提问到，就是我们其实一季度平均煤价在1200来说，给这个中电联的这个沿海煤价来比较的话，其实并没有说体现出非常大的一个优势。然后基本上比平均行业来看的话，因为我们算下来的话，那个中电联那个综合成交价大约是1000不到100啊，可能加上一些运费也差不多到1200这个位置。因为我们公司是一个相当于是龙头嘛，我们在煤价这块是不是后续会享有一部分这个煤这个铝啊中长铁铝啊或什么一些优势在，就主要是这些，对吧？
I have three questions. My first question is about company's capex plan. So in the first quarter, we can see the capex is relatively low compared to the last year. In order to the 8 gigawatts newly added capacity put into operation, what is the company's CapEx plan in the later this year? And my second question is about the offshore wind construction. In the first quarter, the renewable energy has made sound profit for the company, and we can see there's 1.5 gigawatts of capacity that put into operation this year. So is that included all the offshore wind that the company announced that has been put on grid last year? Does all the company's reserve capacity has been put into operation? And my third question is about the coal price. So we can see throughout the industry, the average coal price is about 1,100 yuan per ton. The company didn't achieve advantage from this price. So how does the company have any advantages in the coal procurement? Thank you.
好，我来回答一下关于新能源的发展的这个问题啊。这投资者关心的我们新能源发展的这个规划哈，我们今年的这个新能源的规划还是803万，这个没有变啊。这个从那个年初发布的预告啊，也就是说我们有303的这个风电啊，包括海上风电，135万，还有呢光伏。我们有将近500万的光伏，组合起来呢，803是今年的新能源的发展的这个规划没有变。正像您问到的哈，这个我们去年，的确有将近550万左右的新能源，没有并网，但是呢，是这个指的是我们相关的项目啊，我们开始建设到最后投产的一个考核这个标准的问题。因为部分的项目呢已经完成了项目的建设，正在进行呢，去年冬季正在考核，所以呢去年呢有将近500多万的这个没有完成。但是呢我们新能源呢未完成500多万的这个容量里头，其中一季度呢我们已经投了将近110万的这个风电啊，这是确定投产的。还有呢，剩下的都开工了啊。就海上风电这个说法呢，去年呢，我们虽然很多的项目建设，
到年终的时候也遇到了疫情还有材料供应等诸多的困难，大部分的项目呢我们也进入了试运并网的这么一个条件啊，很多项目已经开始并网，只不过呢我们没有完成我们考核的240小时的这么一个考核的这个标准，所以呢今年一季度呢我们也在陆续的把这一部分的项目呢在投产，另外呢还有一些呢包括电价的补贴，还有一些呢我们再进一步的拿到啊，这一块呢从今年开始啊，这个我们呢陆续呢包括我们这个项目呢都比较稳健的推进，一季度呢我们认为我们投产的这个整个的概念比较正常啊，虽然有疫情的干扰我们也克服的困难，投产的比较干扰二季度呢我们有很好的预期啊，二季度有很好的预期，可能也有一个将近一个从光伏再加上这个风电有200多万啊，这么一个投产的预期啊，年终的计划，剩下的话是三季度和年末的这么一个情况，我们期望呢干扰会变得更小。从今年的话，我们这个包括光伏，包括这个新能源呢，我们的采购呢，现在到三月底呢，已经有600多万的这个已经完成的设备采购、设备的订货啊，630多万完成了采购和设备订货啊，所以呢，我们的计划还是按规模往前走啊，我们现在还是比较有信心，年底之内完成800万的这么一个新能源的装机啊。好，回到这儿。
Please let me answer the questions about renewable energy development. So the company has planned 8.03 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity this year, including 3.03 gigawatts of wind power. And it also includes 1.35 gigawatts of offshore wind and 5 gigawatts of solar power. So last year, the company has put 5.5 gigawatts of capacity that connected into the grid, but for some reason, some of the projects did not pass certain tests to be counted into our operation data. For now, some of those projects have completed the construction, in the first quarter, in total, we have put 1.1 gigawatts of wind power into operation. For other projects, they have already under construction. Last year, we faced the difficulty in the middle of the year about from those COVID control measures, from the supply of our facilities. With all those difficulties, the company haven't finished our plan in the beginning of the year. And in the first quarter this year, with the project has been put into operations, we believe we are facing a more positive environment. In the first quarter, we can see there's very stable construction environment. And in the second quarter, we also have positive expectation about our project development. In total, we estimate about 2 gigawatts of renewable energy, both wind and solar, be put into operation in the second quarter. And others' capacity will be put into operation in the third and fourth quarter in a planned way. And in total, this year, we have already purchased facility for our 6.3 gigawatts of capacity. So we are quite confident about the company finishing the plan of 8 gigawatts renewable energy capacity this year. Thank you.
下一位有请，来自。
Sorry. 刚才还有第二个问题啊，就是配着项目的进度的情况呢，关于资本支出的计划和资本支出的计划完成情况以及资金保障的这一段阐述吧。 首先从全年的计划来看的话，风电和光伏整体的资本支出超过310个亿，一季度按照现场项目的进度情况呢，完成的资本支出是在40亿左右，在风电和光伏的领域。
Please let me answer the questions about the company's CapEx plan. So this year, the company has planned in total 31 billion yuan in our construction and other perspective. In the first quarter, the company has finished 4 billion yuan of CapEx.
项目的融资渠道呢是畅通的，而且成本有保障。一季度公司资金成本率呢环比下降了6个百分点。谢谢。
The company has various channels to finance our project, and we can secure our financial cost. In the first quarter, the financing cost decreased by 6% comparing to the last quarter. Thank you.
投资者您好，我来回答一下您的第三个问题。公司在2022年一季度的原煤采购单价是822.52元每吨。我不知道您看到中电联的这个1200块钱，是不是原煤价格
？About your third question, the company's raw coal purchase price in the first quarter 2022 was 822.52 yuan per ton. I'm not sure if your data is the raw coal price.
领导，可能是这样的，可能。这个热值不一样，中电联它公布的都是5500大卡。
我们这边的原煤热值是4565大卡，所以我们的这个煤价，换到7000大卡的这个标煤是标煤采购单价是1261.26元每吨。谢谢。
So the authority released coal price is for the coal with heat value 5500 kcal, and the company's calculated raw coal heat value was 4565 kcal. If we transfer it into the 700 standard coal, the coal price was 1261.26 yuan per ton. Thank you.
好的，谢谢领导。
下一位有请来自申万宏源研究所的邹培轩提问。The next question comes from 邹培轩 of 申万宏源 Securities.
喂，尊敬的管理层能听到吗？那我一个问一个问题，可能还是关于煤价的，因为刚刚那个各位同行都已经对煤价提出了就是比较多的问题，那我再补充问一点，就是我第一个问题就是那管理层能不能从业内的角度帮我们展望一下整个2022年的煤价走势，因为现在各方面的信息非常多，而且互相都是矛盾的，就比较博弈。现在有一种非常普遍的看法，说是现在的煤价跌。现在的煤价下跌是由于这个一方面是个自然的淡季，另一方面更重要的是以上海为首的整个这个长三角地区在风控，它导致了这个像说长三角用电量的下滑了20%，尤其4月份的。那这种情况下煤价才仅仅从四月初的这个1300-1400块钱下降到了现在这1100块钱。然后有一种说法就是等到这个疫情结束之后可能会暴力反弹，反正说今年这个7、8、9月份的话，有可能再次上2000。那对关于这种说法的话，这个请问领导从业内的角度看，就是怎么看这个问题？然后第二点就是，国家发改委那个说了那个大约是这个500期到700期的这个整体的这个区间嘛，从5月1号开始执行。那公司可不可以给我们展望一下？那到全年，或者是说如果不算一季度，就是未来从5月1号之后，这个比例大致可以提高到多少？比如说提高到个6-70%，那么呢剩下的30-40%，我们的煤价是 的价格是怎么确定的，以及您刚刚说的话，这个发改委已经批了进口煤的额度，以及我们有一些煤炭的长协，但是其实从投资者的角度来看，这个大家关心的不是量，大家还是关心的价格，因为现在海外的价格比较夸张，现在都是到2000多，这个最高点的时候都已经达到这个折合人民币3000块钱的一个煤，那我们就是发改委给我们找到的煤源，以及我们签的长协的煤源的价格是多少？以及第三个问题就是公司能否方便如果不方便就算了，是否方便透露一下我们4月份的煤电的盈利能力是怎么样的？以及公司展望一下，大致什么情况下可以实现扭亏？以及全年有希望实现净利？全年综合来看的话，就是单独的煤电这部分不算新能源，有可能实现一个正的盈利嘛？好的，我的问题到这里，谢谢管理层。
I have three questions. It's all about the coal price. Your information above and other sources of information, we can see some contradiction in the market. So could you please give us the company's guidance of the coal purchasing cost in the whole year 2022? Some have said that recent days the coal purchasing price decreased because of the Yangtze River Delta COVID control measures. It decreased by 30%, and with thepandemic control measures over, it will have a dramatic rebound of the coal price. And the second question, the NDRC has set the reasonable range for coal price within the 570 to 770, and it will be implemented in May the 1st. And could you give us the guidance of the company's proportion that can use this coal price?If the company's long-term contract about 60 to 70% of total coal purchase, will the other 30 to 40% using the spot price? And with the high price of overseas coals, so could you please give us the guidance of the company's whole year purchasing price and the proportion of the contract coal assignment?And could you please provide us the coal price in April? And could you give us a guidance, when will the company turn loss into profit this year? Thank you.
投资者您好，我来回答一下您的前两个问题。首先我们公司对于2022年全年的煤炭市场的展望是这样一个情况。因为随着“十四五”期间严格合理控制煤炭消费增长的基调是已经确立的，加上清洁能源呢是呈现一个规模化的增长，所以我们预计2022年全年煤炭消费的增速会显著放缓。
Please let me give you the company's guidance of the whole year coal price in 2022.During the 14th five-year plan, the government has strictly controlled the consumption of the coal quantity, and as the renewable energy capacity increases, we estimate that the coal consumption in the future will decrease.
同时呢，供应方面，国内的先进产能是在持续释放，继去年四季度新增5亿吨保供产能之后呢，最近发改委包括国务院都提出了要继续增加3亿吨先进产能释放这样一个目标和要求，加上呢，国家在大力的引导这个发电还有供热用煤的长协合同全覆盖，所以我们认为整体呢电煤市场的供应能力还是充足稳定的。在303号文全面落地以后，我们认为全年的价格会像在303号文规定这个有很大可能吧，像303号文规定的那样，在一个合理的这个价格区间内运行。
from the supply side, we can see the government has released some advanced capacity into the market. The government has released 500 million tons of capacity in the fourth quarter last year, and NDRC has announced another 300 million tons of capacity added this year. So under the government guidance of the 100% full coverage of long-term contract coal, we think in the future the supply will be quite stable. After the document 303 implemented in May 1st, we think the price have great possibility to drop back to the reasonable range.
你也注意到今年一季度呢，这个国内煤炭市场的价格呢，整体是高位波动运行。我们认为主要是由于一方面，一二月份受到印尼禁止煤炭出口，加上二月份俄乌地缘政治冲突升级，导致这个进口煤的补充能力减弱，对我们仅平衡的沿海市场呢，造成了一个大幅的扰动。加上一二月份我们的经济宏观经济是持续向好发展，加上有这个极寒的天气助力呢，煤耗一直是居高不下，导致今年一二月份煤价处于一个高位运行的态势，并且在三月的十号达到了一个一季度的高点1720元每吨。
As we can see in the first quarter, the domestic coal price is fluctuating in a very high level because of following reasons. First, the Indonesia ban on export coal price have affected the overseas coal price. And second, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine also drive us the coal price overseas. And the imported coal supplementary role to domestic coal has been weakened. Second, as the microeconomy is still in a recovery trend with the impact from the extreme cold weather, the coal consumption stayed relatively high. That drove up the coal price as well. In March 10th, the coal price have reached a historical high of 1,720 yuan per ton.
三月以后呢，随着这个供需基本面发生了明显的变化，特别是进入四月份以后，随着供暖季结束，清洁能源呢也是出现了这个非常明显的增长。最近，这个国家全国的风光水发电同比都保持在两位数以上的这个增速，对于这个电煤的消费呢形成了抑制，所以到近期呢，这个沿海的煤价也是大幅回落。四月二十五号，北方港5500大卡动力煤是1150元每吨，比年一季度的这个高点下降了33%，下降的幅度呢还是非常大的。
Entering March, we can see the fundamentals of supply and demand has changed greatly. As in April, with the ending of the heating season and the renewable energy generation has increased dramatically, it can dampen the coal power demand. We can see the wind, solar, and hydropower has a growth rate higher than 10%. And that drove the coal price to decrease recently. The coal price of Northport has decreased by 33% to 1,150 yuan per ton.
目前呢，国家发改委国务院已经明令今年要新增3亿吨产能，将会有效的补充我们进口煤的缺口。所以我认为呢，您说的就是等到这个需求恢复以后，煤价会要再度大幅上涨，这样一个说法呢是，基本上是不成立的。特别是这个303号文中也有明文规定，国家发改委将根据价格法第30条等规定，按照程序，在煤炭价格显著上涨或者有可能显著上涨时，及时启动价格干预措施，引导煤炭价格回归合理区间。所以我们认为今年不再会出现 像去年那样大幅涨到2600块钱啊、那种局面？谢谢，第一个问题回答完毕。
And the NDRC has also released about 300 million tons new capacity into the coal market that will fill in the gap of the imported coal. So we estimate that there won't be a great price rebound in the coal market. And with all the measures taken by the government, we are quite positive about the coal market in the future.然后有关投资者您的第三个问题，因为公司不太方便做盈利预测方面的分析哈，所以这个问题暂时不予回答，谢谢理解。And about the third question, the company can't give a profit estimation, so we are sorry we can't answer this question.
啊，好的好的，那那个我们那个长结的比例，这个可以方便透露一下吗？我们的就是展望可以，就说可以满足五，可以满足这个五三，就是570到770这个长结的比例，以及剩下的煤的价格，我们怎么解决？还有进口煤的问题，就是可以给一个稍微具体点的数吗？
投资者您好，回答一下您这个问题。首先就是570到770这个合理的价格区间呢，针对的是下水煤5500大卡这么一个价格，所以像陆运直达区域呢，他们有各自的这个对应区间。现在呢，这个公司呢已经对接了长协合同量是1.5亿吨，覆盖了需求达到75%。其中完全符合国家量价要求的，在40%左右。接下来呢，我们在剩余的量上呢，公司会积极的，进行这个长协合同的换改签工作。但是呢，我觉得具体能提高到多大比例，我觉得就是和国家层面推动这个303号文落地执行的力度有关了。从目前情况看呢，国家层面的决心还是非常大的，但是303号文能否全面落地，我们认为也和这个地方政府的它的配合推进程度息息相关。如果中央以及地方政府能够全力配合推行该政策，我们认为能够公司起码能够有90%以上的这个长协合同量呢，是能够在这个合理价格区间内运行的。回答到这里，谢谢。
About your questions about what was will be the percentage of the company's coal that will be implemented the 570 to 770 price range, my answer is as follows. So the company has already have negotiate about 150 million tons of long-term contract coal that accounted for about 75% of the company's total coal demand, and about 40% have the price that will run in accordance with government price reasonable price range. And for other contracts, the company is actively re-sign those contracts.And we think in the future whether those contracts will have the price in the government's guidance pricing mechanism is determined by the enforcement of the government policy. We need the central government as well as provincial government to work together to push forward this policy implementation. We estimate that if the central government and provincial government have great enforcement in the policy, the company will have above 90% long-term coal coverage to our total coal demand. Thank you.
下一位有请来自摩根大通的 Steven 苏怡提问。The next question comes from Steven Sui of JP Morgan.
今天管理层我有两个问题想请教一下的。那第一个的话，看到我们一季度的平均的电价都涨大概 20% 左右，但是我们之前在那个全年的业绩发布会也是指引是全年的电价可能涨 15% 以上，那现在看起来是不是有点保守的？然后的话就是我们其实平均的那个电价的涨幅是不是也跟那个电网的那个代理的那个购电的价格是一致的？那第二个想请问一下的话，我们二季度的那个电价跟那个煤价有没有一个展望呢？然后的话就是疫情的情况之下对我们全年的用电量的影响会有多大呢？谢谢。
I have three questions. My first question is, as the company released the average tariff in the first quarter, it increased almost to 20%, and the company's whole year guidance was only about 10%. Is the company a little conservative when estimating the whole year tariff hike? And is that because the great company purchased on behalf of the users? And my second question is about, could you please provide the company's guidance of second quarter about the coal price and the tariff? My third question is, could you please talk about the impact of the COVID control measures? Thank you.
投资者您好，我先回答一下您关于一季度电价的问题。一季度公司的那个平均结算电价是501.96元每千千瓦时，同比上涨了19.47%。
Please let me answer the questions about tariff in first quarter. The average tariff of the company was 501.96 yuan per megawatt hour. It increased by 19.47% year on year.
这个涨幅高于那个年初的预计，主要还是因为一季度那个煤价还是处于高位运行期间。
It is higher than what we estimated because the coal price is relatively high in the first quarter.
电网代理购电的那个价格现在基本上是按照那个月度竞价的那个平均加权平均价来执行的，都是基本上都是实现了20%的上涨幅度。
The power purchased by the great company on behalf of user has about 20% tariff hike on average. It is implemented according to the monthly bidding tariff.
二季度的电价我们预计如果是5月1号303号文得到落地之后，煤价得到控制以后，那个除了那个已经签订了固定长协的那个价格之外，像那种随市场和那个煤价波动的月度和现货市场价格会有所下降。
In the second quarter, after the government 303 document come into effect after May the 1st, with the coal price drop, we think except for those contract sales volume that has fixed in the price, for the company, the monthly bidding price and the coal and the tariff from the spot market will be fluctuated alongside the coal price.
关于疫情对发电量的影响，我简单给您做一个汇报吧。一个就是说这个短期的冲击因素嘛，我们首先看到三月份的用电量同比增速已经比1到2月份的增速下降了2.3个百分点。
And please let me give you a brief introduction of how COVID control measures impact our power generation. So in short term, our power generation growth rate in March has a 2.3 percentage point decrease comparing to January and February.
而且从全国的情况来，就是分区域来看呢，用电增速还是有分化的，因为现在疫情对于沿海地区，比如江浙沪、广东这边，就是用电大省的影响是更严重的。所以我们也看到三月份单月这个沿海地区的这个用电增速只有1.9%，而我们公司在这些区域的装机比例相对比较大。
And the COVID, COVID control measures affected different provinces differently throughout the country. It have a greater impact to the provinces alongside the coast area. So in March, we can see a 1.9% growth rate impact to the coastal areas. That's where the company's power plants locate.
四月份是国内这个传统用电的一个需求淡传统淡季吧，再加上疫情的影响，很多这种工业企业的开工率不足，相对比较疲弱。到了五月六月，五月是平水期，六月是丰水期，这样的话，这个新能源的大发可能也会对我们的煤电会产生一些影响。
In April, we enter into the off-peak season for thermal power, and with the COVID pandemic, it also dampens the power demand in the power market. And entering May and June, with the hydropower output increase, it can also affect our power generation.
整体看四月可能用电增速可能会在2%左右。这是国家的一个情况，完了那个五月六月可能会随着气温的上升可能会有所好转，但是总体看我们对完成全年5%-6%的用电增速目标还是没有变的，从中电联公布的这个数据来看。
In April, the power generation growth rate is estimated to be about 2%, and in May and June, it will become better. And in general, the power generation growth rate will be around 5-6% in the year of 2022. According to authorities, we didn't change the guidance of the whole year growth rate. That's all. Thank you.
投资者您好，我来回答一下这个您关于二季度煤价的一个展望的问题。首先我们认为二季度的这个综合采购原煤单价一定会在一季度822.52这样一个基础上呢有所回落。
Please let me answer the questions about the coal price in second quarter. We estimate that in the third quarter, our purchasing standard coal price will have a decrease comparing to the first quarter, 822.52 yuan per ton.
这个二季度的煤价回落呢，是这个基本面和政策是共振发力的这么一个结果。从政策上来看，中央呢这个平抑煤价的决心是很大的，加上五月一号以后303号文正式生效，公司呢将会执行新的这个中长协合同价格，这样一个政策呢是有利于公司来控制燃料采购成本的。
In the second quarter, we think the price is affected by both the market situation as well as the policy measures from the government side. We can see the central government have put great importance in controlling the coal price after May the 1st with the implementation of the document 303. We think our coal will implement a new price that will help with the control of our fuel cost.
同时呢，
基本面上呢，二季度的基本面，这个供需矛盾也会较一季度大幅缓解。首先从供应情况来看，二季度这个煤炭生产呢，我们认为将会明显的高于一季度，这也是一个季节性的规律。一季度呢，因为一二月份有这个春节的影响，加上这个降雪，对于煤炭生产呢也会有扰动。平均一二月份的产量基本上就是这个年均产量的最多就是达到90%这样一个水平。所以二季度呢，因为没有了这些节假日还有重要政治事件这样一些扰动，我们认为再加上有这个国家政策的全力支持，我们认为二季度国内的原煤产量呢会继续保持在一个高位水平。
At the same time, the fundamental of supply and demand will ease off in the second quarter. From the supply side, we can see that the production in the second quarter will be higher than the production in the first quarter, because in first quarter we have holidays of Spring Festival, and also the snow weather may impact the coal production. So in the second quarter, without those factors impact the coal production, and with the government's strict policy controls, we think the supply domestically will increase.
同时呢，从煤炭消费来说，二季度也是全年的一个煤炭消费淡季。今年呢，这个风光水呢都是持续的高位发力，加上疫情对于用电需求也有扰动。近期呢，我们也可以看到这个电煤消费呢出现了一个比较明显的下降。
And in the second quarter, is the off season of the coal consumption, with the hydro power, the wind power, solar power, power generation increase, and with the COVID control measures.We think the consumption will decrease in the second quarter.
随着供应增加，需求减少，加上政策发力，二季度的煤价呢，肯定是环比下降，但是下降的幅度，我们认为还是取决于这个303号文它生效的这个程度，还有执行的力度。
With the supply increase, the demand decrease, and all those measures taken by the government, we believe in second quarter we'll have a quarter-on-quarter decrease of coal price, but it's also determined by the enforcement of the government document 303.
我就回答到这里，谢谢。
That's all. Thank you.
由于时间关系，我们有请您最后两位提问。Due to time constraints, we invite the last two investors to ask. 下面有请来自中信证券的龙浩翔提问。The next question comes from 龙浩翔 of CITIC Securities.
各位银行好，我有两个问题想请教一下。第一个问题是关于新能源方面的。公司目前的风光大基地项目的获取情况如何呢？然后第二个问题是想请教一下，在一季度末的话，能否帮我拆分一下，在扣除永续债之后，公司的新能源板块和煤电板块的净资产的规模？谢谢。
I have two questions. First, about renewable energy, could you please provide us some information about companies obtainers of the wind and solar base project? And my second question is, could you please provide us the net assets breakdown to different energy resources by the end of first quarter?
你好，这个回答一下您第一个问题啊， 这个公司呢是在这个积极的参与这个国家的这个风光大基地的项目的开发，这个截止在去年年底，这个公司纳入国家第一批风光基地的建设的项目呢，一共规模到234万千瓦的规模，其中风电是在135万，光伏在100万左右。后续呢，这个今年开展的第二批的这个风电基地的争取项目呢，我们所属的各个单位也在积极的参与各个省市的这个获取的这个工作。那么后续有了新的情况，我们在合适的方式、合适的时候再予以披露。谢谢。
About the company's construction plan of renewable base project, the company now is actively participated in the obtaining of those projects. By the end of last year, in the first phase, the company has participated about 2.34 gigawatts of wind and solar base project, including 1.35 gigawatts of wind and 1 gigawatt of solar. And in the second phase, the company will continue actively participate in the obtainness of those projects and will update relevant data at appropriate time. Thank you.
那我来回答关于净资产拆分的这个情况。由于存在着比较多的在同一个法人项下不同发电类型的这个资产以及分支机构的电厂，所以这个净资产拆分呢是适宜性供您参考吧。在煤机的层面呢，是490亿到560亿左右的净资产，风电呢是430亿左右的净资产，光伏是80亿左右的净资产。谢谢。
Because of some uncertainty by our branches joint venture situation, the following numbers are only a demonstration. The coal sector, for the coal sector, the net assets was about 59 billion to 60 billion, and for the wind sector it's about 43 billion, for solar sector it's about 8 billion.
最后一位有请来自国泰金安的于宏光提问。The last question comes from 于宏光 of 国泰金安 Securities.
那个抱歉接入的比较晚，我这边有两个问题，请教一下管理层。第一个问题是关于经营现金流的情况，看了一下这个经营现金流一季度是84亿元，那如果我们把这个存货的一个减少考虑进去，这块的影响剔除掉的话，那其实这个经营现金流也离零也比较近了，那这个经营现金流的压力会比较大。那我想请教一下，目前是否有负的这种经营现金流的电厂？如果有亏现金流的电厂的话，它的一个比例是多少啊？然后第二个问题是关于这个市场电，因为我们看到这个市场电比例也是达到一个非常高的水平。那如果煤价和电价深度去联动的话，可能我们对于点火价差会更为关注。那我们这边是否有对于点火价差的一个控制目标？以上就是我的问题，谢谢。
My first question is about the company's power plant operating cash inflow. So as we can see from the company's statistics that some of our power plants are under great pressure of negative operating cash flow. So could you please provide us the proportion of the power plants that have a negative operating cash flow? And my second question is about the margin contribution of the company's power plant. As the market-based power sales accounted for greater proportion of the company's whole power sales,
There is a great linkage between the coal price and the tariff. So could you please provide us the unit margin contribution for the company's power sales?
我来回答您的这个关于点火价差的这个问题啊，大约从边际贡献的角度来讲的话，煤机的边际贡献一季度大约是在小70块钱左右啊，这是对点火价差的一个参考。那如果从现金流的角度来看的话，您说的是比较准确的，这个一季度呢现在是84亿的经营净现金流，去年全年是60亿左右的经营现金流。那如果从存煤的角度来看的话，确实是公司的存煤量呢是比年初呢有比较大幅度的下降，但是这个经营现金流呢也是由这个存煤量的这个资产的存货价值的这个下降呢，其实也是由两块构成的，一块是确实是存煤量本身下降引起的，那么大约是从1300多万吨的这个期初的库存的存煤降到现在800万吨左右的一个库存的存煤，这是一个量上的降。但另外一方面也确实是存在着这个从期初以来采购价格的大幅下降对存货价值整体这个余额下降的影响，但是这部分影响也体现在了公司经营现金流的这个增加层面。
First, about the company's margin contribution, the unit margin contribution of the company is at 70 yuan. And the second question about the company's cash inflow, the cash inflow was about 8.4 billion yuan, and that's greatly impacted by the company's inventory of coal, considering the following reasons. First, the quantity of the company's inventory has dropped from 13 million ton to 13 million ton to 8 million ton. And second, because of the procurement cost has decreased, those two factors have impacted our inventory value.
但是从经营现金流，从公司的这个现金保障的情况来看的话，虽然，当然一方面经营现金流是有一个积极的增长的，另一方面，其实刚才也谈到了公司整个融资的渠道是畅通的，而且融资的成本呢是环比上个季度，就是比年初呢还有6个 BP 的下降，所以从资金保障的角度来讲的话，是公司总体情况平稳，并且稳中向好。
From the financing side, we can see that the company have an increased cash inflow. And as I just said, the financing channels are very great for the company. And the financial cost has decreased by 6 basis points. So we can see that we can ensure our cash needed.
从亏损面的火电的亏损面的情况来看的话，在一季度里边，火电的亏损面大约在60%左右。那么从亏损面衍生出来的就是这个经营现金流的这个情况呢，可以对照的一个分析，也就是经营现金流呢，其实也环比上个季度有公司有了大幅的改善，也意味着整体主要是煤电这个板块经营现金流环比上个季度有了很大的改善。那当然这个。从这个经营现金流个别电厂有出现亏损的这个情况来看的话，是远小于整个利润的亏损面的。
In the first quarter, about 60% of the thermal power plants suffered from a loss. And from the operating cash flow point of view, we can see that the operating cash flow has increased quarter by quarter, mainly due to the cash inflow for the thermal sector increased, and for the power plants that have negative operating cash flow, it is relatively small comparing to the company's whole business picture.
从经营现金流刚才提到的经营现金流个别电厂是负的这个情况呢，总体来说并不影响公司的整体现金安全。同时呢，由于公司有
这种从总部到地方的整体的资金保障方案，所以从个别电厂情况来看的话，虽然会出现时段性的经营现金流为负，但是资金安全是总体稳定的。
And for some of our power plants may have negative operating cash flow, but it won't affect the total company's cash flow security. The company has made several plans to guard against the risks of negative cash flows, and we think we can obtain the safety of our financing channels. That's all, thank you.
哦，好的，感谢管理层，我没有其他问题了。
谢谢各位，也感谢各位管理层的解答。Thank you so much for all of the questions and participation today. 最后，请赵总为我们今天的电话会议做个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Zhao would like to give us a summary.
好，非常感谢各位参加华能国际一季度的这个业绩推介电话会。也感谢大家一直以来给予公司的持续的关注和大力的支持。今天的电话会呢就到此结束。如果有进一步的问题呢，也欢迎大家会后与公司投资者关系处联系。好，谢谢大家。
Thanks for participating in the first quarter conference call. Thank you for your continued support. Here we come to the end of today's conference call. Please contact our IR department if you have further questions.Thank you.
再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2022年第一季度业绩发布会。我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thanks again for your attendance of the conference call regarding the first quarterly results announcement of 2022. We are looking forward to meeting with all of you in our next results announcement. Thank you.